at 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, May 12th. The Hurricane Ridge Day Lodge, one of Olympic National Park's landmarks, burned down last Sunday, but the park is still largely open. That's the message Superintendent Sula Jacobs wants to get across this week. The Peninsula Daily News reported on the speech Jacobs gave at the Port Angeles Red Lion Hotel during the Chamber of Commerce lunch on Wednesday. Jacobs said, quote, "It's a 933,000-acre park, and most areas you can still get to," end quote. Hurricane Ridge, which saw nearly 333,000 visitors this past year, is shut down for the foreseeable future. You can still hike the Lake Angeles Heather Park area. Heart of the Hills is closed right now for construction work, but it's scheduled to reopen partially next Friday, the 19th of May. And then there's Lake Crescent and Olympic Coast beaches, including Rialto, Calalock, and Shishai. Candidates are announcing their runs for governor. Early this week, Hillary Franz formally proclaimed her bid. She's head of the state's Department of Natural Resources, and she's a Democrat, like Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who told the public last week that he, too, is exploring a run for governor. The governor's job is about to be open for the first time in a dozen years, after Democrat Jay Inslee opted not to run for a fourth term. The Axios News Service reported that Ferguson's campaign committee raised more than $1.5 million. As for Republican candidates, Yakima physician Raul Garcia is running for governor, and Richland school board member Semi Bird has also filed to run as a GOP candidate. Axios reports that Issaquah Democrat Mark Mullett, a state senator, is considering a jump into the field. And leadership is changing at the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. B. Redfield, hired in spring of last year as executive director, has been serving in a more limited way since February in order to finish her PhD at Purdue University. Marine Science Center Board President Diane Baxter said the plan for that was in place since Redfield was hired. Then Redfield decided not to return to her post, citing personal reasons. She asked the board of directors to seek a new executive director and said, quote, "I am fully dedicated to supporting PTMSC through this transition and beyond. I love PTMSC, the team, and the Port Townsend community, and I'm so grateful for the time that I spent with you all," end quote. Baxter noted that Redfield has gotten a lot done. One of the biggest things she oversaw may well become an icon in Port Townsend, installing a gray whale skeleton on Union Wharf, downtown. That is scheduled to happen this summer. The Marine Science Center Board has tapped Diane Quinn, the organization's program director, to step into the top role. Quinn, who previously worked at the Burke Museum at the University of Washington, has been program director at the Marine Science Center for more than 6 years. And how do you feel about heat? The National Weather Service tells us it will be in the 70s in Port Townsend this weekend, and on Monday it could be 77 degrees. In Sequim, the weekend will rise to the high 70s during irrigation festival activities and head to the low 80s by Monday. And next week brings a fully blooming rhododendron festival to Port Townsend. Let me just give you a few of the highlights. The trike races for kids under 6 will begin at 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. The races will go down Water Street from Madison to Monroe, and then comes the pet parade the next day. That's on Lawrence Street, uptown, at 5:30 Thursday evening. The kids' parade follows at 3:30 on Friday afternoon, again on Lawrence Street. The bed races start down Water Street Friday evening at 6:30. The Grand Roadie Parade will begin on Lawrence Street uptown at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's next Saturday. You can find this whole rundown, along with a link to the festival website, roadiefestival.org, in the transcript of this newscast, which is at kptz.org. KPTZ brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.